السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات. اللهم ألهمنا مراشد أمورنا وأعذنا من شرور أنفسنا. أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ربنا إني أسكنت من ذريتي بواد غير ذي زرع عند بيتك المحرم، ربنا ليقيموا الصلاة فاجعل أفئدة من الناس تهوي إليهم وارزقهم من الثمرات لعلهم يشكرون. صدق الله العظيم. As Muslims, anything we do, sincerity of intentions of utmost importance. Allah grant the speaker sincerity, the listener sincerity. Allah guide us to practice on the little advices that will be shared. And may Allah reward our parents, our ustads, our salaf salihin, the pious predecessors of the past, through whose efforts and sacrifice today we are Muslims, through whose efforts and sacrifice we have some little Islamic education. And amongst our parents, ustads, and our pious predecessors, salaf salihin, those that have passed away, Allah grant them the highest rank in Jannatul Firdaus. And those ulama that are living, the imams of the masjids, have sincere love and respect for them. And whichever alim, hafiz, or senior citizen sitting in this program, if I say anything wrong, you are most welcome to rectify my mistakes. And especially those senior citizens, white beard, I have a lot of love and respect for them. And I'm a youngster, I got no right to give advice to my seniors. But just revising my lessons, and the senior citizens are most welcome to rectify my mistakes, inshallah al-Aziz. We are month of Zilqadah, and soon will be Zilhijjah. We know many of our friends and family members are leaving for Hajj, and some have already left. And the days of Eid al-Adha, the 10th of Zilhijjah, 11th Zilhijjah, and 12th till Asr, we sacrifice animals. And we remember Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam. When Allah Ta'ala ordered Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam to sacrifice his son, and then he went out to fulfill the command of Allah, and then Allah Ta'ala sent an animal from Jannah. And in remembrance of the sacrifice of Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam, we also have to sacrifice animals, those that possess the nisab of zakat and have the necessary expenses after paying off the debts, etc. Then they have to make the qurbani. Now, in para 13, there are few ayats of the Quran in Surah Ibrahim that were the du'as that he made. And Allah loved those du'as. Allah accepted his du'a. And not only accepted the du'a of Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam, but also made it ayah and verses of the Quran. When Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam and his son Ismail alayhi salam Ismail was still young that time. Allah Ta'ala ordered Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam to go and spread the message of Islam, the Tawheed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Last week my Jummah was in Masjid. I spoke about ayat number 35 in Surah Ibrahim, where Ibrahim alayhi salam spoke about must protect himself and his progeny from worshipping idols, to making sajda, prostration to anything else besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So may Allah protect us and our progenies from worshipping idols, and accept, be steadfast on the correct teachings of the Quran and Sunnah. Today I've recited verse number 37 in Westgate Masjid, where Ibrahim alayhi salam made dua, Ya Allah, I have left my family at a place where it's a barren place in Makkah. There's no vegetation, there's not much people living there. You take care of them and make some people attentive or inclined towards coming to the city of Makkah Mukarrama. And Bibi Hajara, you know, between Safa and Marwa, she ran and Allah Ta'ala gave her the Zamzam water. Until today, the barakah of Zamzam is carrying on. And the virtues of reading, of drinking Zamzam water, one is the dua we recite, Allahumma rizqna ilman nafi'a wa rizqan wasi'a wa amalan mutaqabbala wa shifa'an min kulli da'. Allah grant us beneficial knowledge, knowledge of Quran and Hadith, knowledge of those good actions that will make Allah happy, that will make Rasulullah sallam happy, that will be a means of us entering to Jannatul Firdaus. Allah grant us rosy sustenance full of barakah and blessings, halal, and barakah and blessings, that we become givers of zakat, we become givers of giving lillah donation to the masjid madrasas, we be a means of assistance to the orphans, widows, the destitutes, and the hand that gives is better than the hand that receives. Yadul ulya khairum min al yadis sufla. So may Allah makes us among those that are givers of charities with sincerity of intention, la riya'a wa la sum'a. And Allah Ta'ala must make us establish salah. Just read the other ayats of the Quran, because Jummah the time is very, very short. I'll leave out some ayats and I'll read the famous ayats. رَبَّنَا إِنَّكَ تَعْلَمُ مَا نُخْفِي وَمَا نُعْلِنُ وَمَا يُخْفَى عَلَى اللَّهِ مِنْ شَيْءٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلَا فِي السَّمَاءِ. Verse number 38. O our Rabb, indeed you know what we conceal and what we disclose. Nothing in the heavens and the earth is hidden from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, whatever we have in our heart and mind, our thoughts, is known to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. During the golden era of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there were hypocrites, munafiqeen. Allah sent revelation to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that these are the open enemies, they are hypocrites. They even come in for salah. Front of you, they praise you, but behind your back, they say things against you. Today also, let us have sincere friendship with one another, especially our ulama and our senior citizens and those that are teaching the afternoon maktab madrasas in the hadith class. 6-7 hours of the day in the Darul Uloom. The tongues are moist with qala Allah and qala Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We must appreciate them and love our ulama kiram. And when it's come to committing sin, sometime in the masjid, we're in an environment where we remember of Allah, people are doing the ibadat of Allah. But when we go for our necessity to the shopping centers, to the marketplaces, we live in non-Muslim countries where female dress very immorally. Control our gazes from lustful glances. Control our ears from listening to music. Control our tongue from speaking lies, from backbiting, slandering,
Rasulullah SAW mentioned, "May yazman li ma bain al-ahlayhi wa ma bain al-khayhi, azman lahu al-jannah." That whoever guarantees to look after two important organs of my body, I guarantee him Jannah. One is the tongue for speaking lies and slandering and backbiting people. May Allah protect us. And our private organs from all types of sins. We make nikah and stick, be faithful to our marital partners. Do not commit zina. Allah protect us. The other ayat, رَبِّ جَعَلْنِي مُقِيمَ الصَّلَاةِ وَمِنْ ذُرِّيَّتِي رَبَّنَا وَتَقَبَّلْ دُعَا. Verse number 40, I skip 39 because there isn't much time. Where he made dua, O my Rabb, make my progeny be regular with the salah and accept our dua. Now, anything we want in life, this dunya is darul asbab. We have to adopt the means to acquire what we want. We want a halal rosy, look for some permissible employment, or look for some business, and do some work, and we tie our camel and trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you are sick, not feeling well, visit the doctor, take the necessary medication, give some sadaqah, and make dua, ya Allah, shifa come from you. And doctors are means, medication is the means, the decision comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we recite Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim and take the medication. Allah grant all sick people complete shifa. Similarly, if we want our children to read salah, want our family members to read salah, then from the age of 7, the parents to instill the importance of salah in the children. Send them to the afternoon maktab madrasas from a young age. And also, we at home, if the parents are reading salah, the children will read salah. Especially the Fajr and the Isha salah is very difficult on the hypocrites. So, and males can come read salah to jama'ah in the masjid. And if the child is 8, 9, 10 years old, we explain them the etiquette of the masjid. They mustn't run, they mustn't joke, laugh, they mustn't talk. Sit nicely in the back and read salah. And if they can behave well, then you can bring them to the masjid. But if they're not here and going to cry, then tell them to read at home with the woman folk, at home with the mother, with the sister. They can read the salah at home. And also, if anything you want in life, as I said, we have to adopt the means. So wherever we are living, try to see there is a masjid and musalla in our area. Sometimes we have a beautiful masjid at our home place, but we went to work to a certain town, there's no musalla there, just 10, 15 Muslim families here, and there's no concept of reading Zuhr, Asr, Maghrib with Jama'ah. So you can start off with a small room, somebody's shop. Tell the Muslim 1 o'clock will give azan, read Zuhr Salah in the back warehouse somewhere. And as the musallis increase, purchase a lamp and build a startup small. Rome was not built in one day. Start up with a small musalla, and then as the musallis increase, you will start Jumma. The towns that are close to your workplace, contact the ulama in the Darul Uloom in the hif classes. Then we open up a musalla here. Want an imam for Jumma. And inshallah, from the nearby Darul Uloom, they can send the one student or a ustad to perform Jumma salah there. And then slowly the community grows, people are living there. Then establish an afternoon madrasa, employ a full time imam, give the imam a good home, good salary, and they can focus in teaching our children. Allah make it easy. This is another ayat of the Quran. I won't say it's a dua of Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam, but ayat number 42 in Surah Ibrahim, para 13. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytani rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Wa la tahsabanna Allah ghafilan amma ya'malu adh-dhalimun. Innama yu'akhiruhum li yawmin tashkhasu
fihil absar. Truly, there's a lot of oppression taking place. One is in a big scale, our brothers and sisters in Palestine, India, and different parts of the world, in Syria. And in our country, where crime is very high, armed robberies are so common, hijacking of vehicles are so common. May Allah protect us. But Allah Ta'ala says in this verse, never think that Allah is unaware what the oppressors perpetrate. He's only granting them respite until a day when gazers will be fixed upwards out of punishment. Life in this world is short. If somebody oppressively kill an innocent Muslim, Jannah, paradise is waiting for our shuhada and martyrs. And the oppressors, if they don't make tawbah and istighfar, then the punishment of Jahannam, of hellfire, is very, very severe. On the day of Qiyamah, the oppressors will be punished. Now, one is oppression in a big scale, and we, our individual life, our interaction with the people around us, try to display good character. At home with our wife and children, show the good character. Don't show your muscles or authority at home. Appreciate the wife's cooking, baking, taking care of the children, getting up odd hours of the night and cleaning the nappy of the child. When the baby is crying, the mother attends to the baby, etc. And if Allah Ta'ala has given us position in a big business or a Muslim organization, etc., where you are a chairman or a president of that organization and you have people working under you, try to be just and fair and don't cause harm unnecessary. There's one basic teaching of Islam, لا طاعة لمخلوق في معصية الخالق. We don't obey the creation when the creator Allah Ta'ala is disobeyed. If somebody tells us to do something haram, it could be our family members, our friend, they will say, in something that is haram, we cannot participate. Music is haram. Watching immoral films are haram. Functions of mixed gatherings of males and females, if you're having a wedding or a walima, or any Islamic functions, make sure that we have separate seating facilities for males and separate for females, and you have a proper screen in between. Allah protects us from lustful glances and from all types of sins.